أحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness there is no God but Him, and we bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger and servant. And we ask Allah to shed His peace and the prayers upon the Prophet and his household and his companions and his followers to the Day of Judgment. My dear fellow Muslims, until Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam emigrated from Mecca to Medina, there was no Jum'ah prayer in the kind that we do now. When he emigrated, he arrived at the village of Quba on a Monday and ordered the mosque to be built there. And when he resumed his journey to Medina, he arrived on a Friday, and everybody wanted to invite him to be his guest, and therefore he told them to leave his camel just spontaneously until she settled down in a special place and that the Prophet alayhi salam chose to be the place of the mosque and of his home. It was then that the Jum'ah prayer was decreed to be a special prayer, and the name of the day was changed. Before that, the day was called Yawm al-Uruba, the day of Arabism. And they took the new name of the day of the gathering, literally meaning Yawm al-Jumu'ah. Al-Jumu'ah means the collectiveness or the gathering together. And it was then that the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam led the first Jum'ah prayer and gave the Jum'ah khutbah. And at the beginning, the khutbah used to be given after the prayer. There is a verse in the Quran that refers to this decree of the Jum'ah prayer, and it is a verse that we would like to look at with some reflection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. O you who believe, when the Adhan is called on the day of Jum'ah to invite to the Jum'ah prayer, then hasten. And one would have expected that the order would be hasten to say your prayers. But the verse says, فَسْعَوْ إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. It didn't say, فَسْعَوْ إِلَى صَلَاةِ الْجُمْعَةِ. The verse continues, when you hear the Adhan calling for the Jum'ah prayer, then hasten to ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. It didn't say hasten to the prayers. And it certainly means that hasten to ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ is not the same as hasten to the prayer. Or else the Prophet ﷺ would not have recommended the Muslims to come to the mosque time before the prayers. The Prophet ﷺ enjoins the Muslims to come early, and in his hadith he says that the earliest people, it would be counted for them as if they gave an offering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of an ox. And those who arrive after them, it would be as though they gave an offering of a sheep. And those who came later than them would be as though they gave an offering of a chicken. And those who yet come later, it would be as though they gave an offering of an egg. But those who come after the prayer has started, it would be as though they gave no offering. And after that, the prayer begins. So the hastening, when we listen to the Adhan on Jum'ah calling us, is, as the Quran says, and we should reflect on that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't they reflect upon the Quran, or are the locks bolted over their hearts? And with a little reflection here, just paying attention to the verse, it would be the call to the Jum'ah prayer, then hurry, not to prayer, but hurry for ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, the remembrance of Allah. And after a period of time, of course, the prayer, the khutbah will begin, and then the prayer will be raised. And it is so important to remember this, because most of my life, to be honest with you, I took it, the meaning of the verse, when the call to prayer on a Friday is heard by you, then go to pray. No. Read the verse, it says, go, hasten, to the remembrance of Allah. So there must be a period of remembrance of Allah, dhikr, before the khutbah and before the Jum'ah prayer. And the Prophet teaches that the longer this period is, the more thawab it is. Dhikr Allah has become hard currency in our life as Muslims. Sometimes we do hasten to the prayer. Some people make their arrangements that their arrival would be a last minute thing, just to give the two rakahs and hurry away. And they omit altogether that period before the prayer, Dhikr Allah. Dhikr Allah is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordains us to do. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اُذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Dhikr means both remembrance and mentioned. I can bear in mind and become conscious and heed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either in my heart or join with my tongue. And the word dhikr would mean both, in your heart and your tongue. If you do dhikr with your tongue only and your heart is not there, then it is a waste. It is just something on the tongue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the mu'min, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who remember Allah when they are standing, when they are sitting, when they are lying. A continuous state of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam describes the Jannah as a great garden. And like any garden, it must contain trees and the plants. And like any trees and the plants, there must be seeds to it. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam describes the beauty of the garden, the Jannah, and he says, and its seeds, وَغِرَاسُهَا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. These are the seeds that you sow in order to reap the Jannah in the hereafter. Therefore, it is important to give time to dhikrillah. Do you remember the verse that says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, that our prayers forbid us from abominations and the vicious deeds? Do you know the continuum, the remainder of this ayah? إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The prayer forbids from abomination and vicious deeds. And then the verse continues, and the remembrance of Allah is greater. Such is the place of the remembrance of Allah in a Muslim's life. And although in Islam there is no Sabbath, Allah says in the same surah, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. When the prayer is done, go about in the land and seek Allah's abundance. وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So whether it is a selected portion of time, or after the prayer as we go to earn our living, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The remembrance of Allah is the way to put peace and tranquility in our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. It is with the remembrance of Allah that the hearts seek their tranquility and peace. And it is then that something in us changes. Remember that in the hustle and the bustle of life, we are like a glass of water with dirt and dust in it. The hustle and the bustle of life agitates that water, and the dirt remains in suspension and the water remains turbid and you cannot see through it. But allow it to settle down. Allow it to calm. Give it some quiet time. And this is the time of dhikrillah. And the dust precipitates down and you look at the water and you can see through it. And your soul becomes that transparent when you give time away from the distractions of the world and sit down to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But alas, because we are so distracted every day, we are so busy, we are so involved, we are so absorbed in our daily life. It is as though the one of you is in your room, the windows closed, the door closed. Television is on at top volume. And this is your distraction. And what you see is life. No wonder you cannot hear the knock at the door. Only when you tame it down and switch it off and lend yourself to some quiet that you can hear the knock at the door, and so you open the door and find him coming to you, entering your life and your heart, filling it with his love and his guidance and his light. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, according to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَانِي. Allah says, I am sitting down with the man or woman who are remembering me. I am sitting down companion to the person who is remembering me. You remember me in yourself. I remember you in myself. You remember me in a group. I remember you in a group better than them. That is the Hadith Qudsi that Allah says. Has Dr. Hathoud been drawn to teach us as if he were a Sufi and asking us seclusion and just to have the rosary beads and do tasbih? Yes, I am doing that. Although I am fully aware of the expanded scope of Islam, which regulates this world and in the hereafter, I am aware that there is no human activity that does not have a reference in the Quran and in Islam. I am aware that economics, morals, the law, politics, are all parts of Islam. But unless the Ummah is qualified to be the Muslim Ummah, it will achieve nothing. And what is the Ummah but the collectivity of its individuals? And an Ummah with half-half individuals will be half-half Ummah. An Ummah with first-class individuals will be a first-class Ummah. And there you know where to begin. To be the best nation ever presented to mankind means that your individuals, the nation one by one, there is nothing called nation. It is the individual multiplied. And unless the individual is good, the Ummah will not be good. If a building is built with bad bricks, weak bricks, it will fall. It cannot be a strong building. And what I am after is that the Islamic Ummah becomes the real Islamic Ummah, the best. And for your Ummah to be the best, you individually must be the best. And you will never be the best if you start a step after Zikrillah. And therefore, I would like to give my advice in absolute love and sincerity to make room in your life for Zikrillah. Some of us are bound by their work. They cannot come early to the Jummah prayer. They cannot make the time. Although many of them can make the time by cutting a little bit of their lunch hour. But even if you cannot make it at your home. Make it anywhere. Give 5 minutes a day of nothingness to be completely devoted and completely in company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is Zikrillah. And this is how Allah described the men and the women who are involved in Zikrillah. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Those men and women who remember Allah and heed Him, Zikrillah, Allah has prepared their rewards in the way of forgiveness and a great reward. I ask Allah to make us from those who remember Him. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ. Those who neglect or are negligent or do not see the significance of ذكر الرحمن, نُقَيَّدُ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Those whose eyes cannot see ذكر الله, Allah will assign a shaitan to them so that they go together. Your protection, your freedom, your happiness, your strength, your wealth starts with ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. سألوا ربكم يستجب لكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. My dear fellow Muslims, it is by the grace of Allah that we are Muslims, and it is by His grace that we become better Muslims, and it is with His grace that we go beyond the Islam to Iman. And the sky is the limit, the road is open. As Allah says, my servant keeps coming closer and closer and closer to me until I am his eyes to see and his ears to hear and his hand to do and act and his feet to go about. Who doesn't want to be that? But you have to step forward, step by step by step. Don't draw the line and say, I stand here. If you are not moving on, you are moving back. And therefore, perhaps your best wealth in this world and in the hereafter is the companionship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Him and your problems will be solved. Remember Him and the crisis will shrink to its natural small size. Remember Him and your life will be successful. Remember Him and you are the winner in this world and in the hereafter. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات, إنك يا ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم املأ قلوبنا بمحبتك واجمعنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك والحب فيك, وأحينا وأمتنا وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. وصل اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.